from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Happy Friday to you and yours. If you are off work for the week, salute, man. Maybe you're headed to a happy hour. Maybe you're headed to the game later today. Whatever you got going on, man, we are appreciative that you are here with us right here on 610 Sports Radio. The Olympics, they are starting. They have just concluded the opening ceremony in Paris. Really excited about the basketball portion of things. We got some great track and field. We got some other events. We'll get to the Olympics coming up in the hits. Certainly a lot to talk about there. We'll talk about the Royals today as well as the Royals. We just heard from Vern. He thinks they get 35,000 people out there today at Kauffman Stadium. I believe that this is going to be the second biggest game that they've had so far this season behind opening day. They got 30,000 people out there for Big Slick. I think they are going to blow past that number. If you are someone that believes in supply and demand and you look at the ticket prices for these things, if you look at StubHub right now, the cheapest ticket, Rob, right now on StubHub is $50. You can sit in 425 PP for $50. That's before you even get to the taxes and fees. So they charging you $100. You know they're going to throw a little tax on top of it. It's probably $65 a ticket to go to the Royals game today. So if you want to go to the game, you could spend the $65 or not, or you just missed your window. You will be watching it on the Bally Sports app later today. So there is definitely a buzz and excitement around the Royals today. People are heading out there. They're already lined up today. It's Patrick Mahomes bobblehead. It is going to be a really great night out at Kauffman Stadium. I am excited to be going there when the show is over today. I'm either for the game, I'm going to stay for the fireworks and see that. I'm really excited for a special night out at the ballpark today, but just wanted to give you guys that information. If you're already out there, again, thanks a lot for making us a part of your evening. All right, Rob, normally I would go on a little bit of a monologue here, but there's a lot to get into. Let's just get right into the hits.
While you're stuck in traffic on your drive home, The Drive gets you caught up on the biggest sports stories in Kansas City and around the country. It's the hits only on The Drive, number one.
Well, coming to the top story of the day in Kansas City actually has nothing to do with the Royals or the Chiefs, but it is the headline story in sports as the Dolphins have a quarterback contract. Tua Tagovailoa got an extension today from the Miami Dolphins. It is a 4-year, $212 million extension with another $164 million of it guaranteed. Carrington, you were outspoken. Do not give Tua a deal. The Dolphins did not listen. Today, they gave Tua a deal. What do you think of the Dolphins quarterback and his new mega contract with the team?
All right, can you fade the music down a little bit? We will get back to the Royals, but this is the top story right now in sports. So let's talk about it just for a little bit. This is what is confusing to me. This is what's confusing. I don't think Tua is a bad quarterback by any means. I don't want anybody to confuse what I am saying. But right now, there are two players in the league that make more per year than Tua. Number one is Trevor Lawrence, which it makes no sense why Trevor Lawrence is the highest paid player in the National Football League. And number two is Joe Burrow. There are seven quarterbacks right now that make an average of $50 million. Lawrence, Burrow, Tua, Goff, Herbert, Jackson, Jalen Hurts. You then look at that $45 million range. There's 11 quarterbacks that make at least $45 million. If you want to break it down even more to 40, there are 15 quarterbacks in the league that make at least $40 million. The average right now salary for a starting quarterback in the league is $37.5 million. This is my question. At what point do we see a team simply say no? Somebody made the analogy earlier. You are paying a Nissan, or you are buying a Nissan at a Ferrari price. There's nothing wrong with the Nissan, but there's a price attached to it. And you would find it ridiculous to go way over that price. Tua is a Nissan. You just paid a Porsche sticker price for it. It makes no sense to me to keep doing this and think that this is your only chance of winning a championship. Like, teams are so afraid of being without a quarterback that you would pay. Tua is the third best quarterback in his own division. No question about Josh Allen. Most of us would take Aaron Rodgers over Tua as well. You're the third best quarterback in your own division, but you're the third highest paid player in the league. That's good business sense. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is better than him. Lamar Jackson is better than him. Like, we can keep going up and down the list. You'd rather have CJ Stroud than have Tua. Tua might be the seventh or eighth best quarterback in the AFC alone. We haven't even got to the NFC. He might be the eighth best quarterback in the AFC. He just got the third largest deal in the league. I'm not hating on anybody getting paid. Yo, get your bread, right? Get every dollar you can from the owners. I want to hear a general manager explain to me how paying the 14th best quarterback in the league, like he's one of the three most valuable players in the league, how that helps you win a championship. That does not help you win a championship. We have seen Tua for over 50 starts in the National Football League. We are not talking about a guy that we have not seen, that we do not know. We've seen Tua for 51 starts in the league. You know what he is. Does anyone think that there is another level for Tua in his career? Because so far, he's never won his division. He has zero postseason wins. What has Tua done or accomplished in this league? And if you're him, and I don't know many people that think the Dolphins are getting the one seed this year in the playoffs, you gotta win three straight games against quarterbacks that are better than you. I mean, think about their path this season. You got to go on the road to Kansas City. Loss. Let's say you win that game. Now you got to go on the road to Baltimore. Loss. Let's say you win that game. You now got to go on the road to Buffalo. Loss. What are we doing here? This just seems like bad business to me. That's what it seems like. That's what this is. Bad business to me. So good luck to the Miami Dolphins. I'm sure that this is going to work out. You know what? I'm certain that 2 years from now, when we see this contract, we all are going to applaud the Dolphins and say how much of a steal you got. I just don't know why teams are so afraid of the alternative. And I get it. Well, who else are we going to have at quarterback? Tua's going to get you fired either way. Tua's going to get you fired if you move on from Tua. He's also going to get you fired if you keep him. I mean, we've seen this before with regular quarterbacks. It's not like Kirk Cousins had the same quarterback for 10 years while he was there. It's not like Baker Mayfield didn't get people fired. Average quarterbacks get their coach and general manager fired too, all the time in the National Football League. And is this the best way to build your roster? I still don't know if the Dolphins are in a better spot if they let Tua walk, or they franchise tag and trade Tua, and then they go out and they sign Gardner Minshew and they spend that money elsewhere. Are they a better team with what they have? Or if they had Gardner Minshew and then they added Calvin Ridley to their team, then now you give yourself by far and away the best wide receiver room in the National Football League. Or you make a trade for L'Jarius Sneed and sign him to a contract. Are you in a better spot? I would argue that you probably are just by a little bit, and you save a lot more money at the quarterback position and give yourself some flexibility to do some other things. I do not think Tua is bad. But if you have to say this following sentence, well, if everything goes right, everything doesn't go right. That's not how anything works. We all are adults. We plan things. Your plan never 100% works. Something always happens. So you have to be prepared to adjust on the fly. That's what happens in an NFL season all the time. Tyreek Hill pulls his hamstring, so he's not as fast as he was. Jaylen Waddle drops a pass. A fumble happens. Your quarterback has no chance. Your quarterback has no chance of overcoming any variable or any change that can happen. And yet you paid him $53 million a year to be incredibly average.
Carrington, I agree with you on the whole, but I think you're making the alternative seem like that's just an easy path. We've seen a couple NFL teams try that in recent history, and it goes the same sideways. But you could argue it goes same or worse. The Seahawks tried this. Now, before they paid Geno Smith, now, talking about a dumb decision, they paid Geno Smith. But before they paid Geno Smith, they said, we're going to figure it out at quarterback. We got Geno Smith. We got a good coach. We'll be okay. And they spread the wealth. Tyler Lockett got paid. DK Metcalf got paid. They had a good running back in Kenneth Walker. They were paying massive money to Jamal Adams. Like, they were paying the freight for everyone but quarterback. They had Geno Smith. You know what they did? They had the same result the Dolphins did. They played in the wild card game, on the road, lost. We also saw the Washington Commanders, when they played by a former name, try this. They walked on Kirk Cousins, and they said, no thanks, we'll figure it out at quarterback. I trust us. They drafted Dwayne Haskins, RIP. They've also had Alex Smith. He got hurt immediately. They also had a cavalcade of just nobody's. Taylor Heineke comes to mind. They had just a bunch of blah nobodies. I don't remember who their quarterback was last year. There was some late round pick that they were hyping up. Sam Howell. It was just bad after bad after Carson Wentz. Bad after bad after bad. You know what they did when they were pumping out these bad quarterbacks? They paid Terry McLaurin. They paid Daron Payne. They paid, at the time, a massive free agent contract to Josh Norman. That's before we knew Josh Norman stunk, but he was a big name they brought in the fold. And you know what they did? Lose, lose, lose.
I don't disagree with you. There is no good option if you don't have your quarterback. So I'm not saying you are wrong, but if you know that your quarterback's not good enough, why would you then buy it instead of continuing to lease it? Having Gardner Minshew is getting a lease. The Dolphins just locked themselves into at least three seasons of Tua. At least three, at $53 million. You know what Washington then had the ability to do? Washington just had the ability to say, this plan doesn't work. Let's draft our quarterback. Miami doesn't have that opportunity over the next couple years. They're stuck. Let's say things go terrible for the Miami Dolphins next year and they get the eighth overall pick. Miami can't draft a quarterback. Not when you've committed $163 million to Tua. You can't. So that my issue is, I don't disagree with you. You are stuck either way if you don't have your quarterback. Then you don't have to continue to compound the mistake by making him a top five, top three highest paid player in the league. You don't have to continue to do that. I would argue that's the worst possible thing you can do, is lock yourself into a guy that you don't think you can win a Super Bowl with.
I'll also say this. The way that you're describing it is, hey, reset and try again, or spread the wealth and get better and just figure it out for a year. That's what Jerry Jones is about to do next season. And when was the last time the following sentence was said? Boy, what a good idea, Jerry. No one since 1994 has said that sentence. Boy, Jerry Jones nailed it. Is not something we say in modern football. If anything, we say the opposite. Here's Jerry's idea. Woof, it's bad. Jerry did this. Ugh, cringeworthy. Jerry seems to be in the wrong a lot. He brought back Ezekiel Elliott this offseason. We all made fun of him. He might be doing your path next offseason. I'm not paying Dak, who, by the way, is also just okay, not elite, but not bad. He's not going to pay that number to Dak. He's going to figure it out. But the fact that a guy we all think is a doofus is doing that plan makes me think that plan is for doofuses.
I mean, we don't have to spend too much more time on this. I mean, he did come out today and say that they want to pay Dak Prescott.
Now, I mean, that's true.
They are not doing it they are not doing it the way that I would do it. I would just sign Dak Prescott now if you actually want to keep him. But we will see what happens. We have seen enough of these deals where you throw a lot of money at an average quarterback, and 2 years from now, we never look back and be like, man, you know what, New York? Man, you guys made the right decision giving Daniel Jones $40 million. You know what? You guys were ahead of the curve. I can't think of one of those kind of deals that have worked out in the league. Not a single one where we applaud the team because you had to do the deal. We usually applaud the team that takes the chance and drafts the quarterback because they have the real pathway to success. So we will obviously see if things work out for the Miami Dolphins. If you missed it, Tua has become the third highest paid quarterback in the National Football League. It sounds very funny that Tua is going to make at least $10 million more this year than Patrick Mahomes, but that is the world that we live in the National Football League. What's hit number two?
Two. Getting to the biggest story in the NFL yesterday was a video on social media. Now, we don't have to rehash the whole video. There was a fan who brought a Kermit the Frog Muppet to Vegas Raiders camp. It had a 15 jersey on it.
You boys are losers.
And they were all getting their jokes off. Ha, 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 Patrick Mahomes, I'm him. I'm here, blah, 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 blah. Well, that video polluted the internet yesterday and then made its way all across every channel, which means today at Chiefs camp, when Patrick Mahomes spoke, he was asked, hey, have you seen the Kermit video?
Yeah, I mean, it's still early in the year. Kind of stuff like that happens. It'll get handled when it gets handled. Not really, honestly. Everybody kind of just lets me play. I mean, they know how I am, so they don't need to send me anything to keep me motivated.
It'll get handled when it gets handled. Carrington, we talked about it yesterday, but it's another day of the news cycle. What were the Raiders doing?
Being the Raiders. There's a couple of people I would never like to upset. We just learned over the last 90 days, Kendrick Lamar is one of those individuals. I would leave Kendrick Lamar alone. I don't know what he does in his free time, but I wouldn't bother that man. He seems like he's just living a very peaceful life, and you upset him, and he had to embarrass you. Michael Jordan, we watched a whole documentary of story after story of, I would just leave Mike alone. Hey, Mike was chilling. Mike was cool. And, you know, Mike had to show you, I'm Michael Jordan. One of my favorite Kobe stories is Kobe and Allen Iverson are having a conversation. Kenya Martin comes up to Kobe and, you know, starts you know, yapping. Kobe then drops 40 points, and he went over to Allen Iverson and said, I was just chilling today, but your man, he had to knock the Mamba out of the tree. I would just leave Patrick Mahomes alone. He is not thinking about the Las Vegas Raiders. You want to know how I know? He is on year two of a college football season on a video game. He just announced that he's having another kid. Salute to them. They're having another baby girl. Mahomes is not worried about the Las Vegas Raiders. Why you would do anything to pop up on this man's radar is nonsensical to me. Especially when you ain't good enough to back up whatever you was talking about. I just don't know why you would do this. That seems like a terrible idea. It seems like a self-sabotage mission. Now the Chiefs are going to have to beat you 49-13, and they are going to remind you of this. Why would you do anything to antagonize the best team in the league? You know what I've learned this week? These other teams don't fear Patrick Mahomes the way that they should. Now, at least in Jamar Chase's point, at least when it comes to Jamar Chase is good enough to back it up. And Jamar Chase can at least say, hey, we've beat you at some point. But we don't even know who this individual was for the Raiders. It wasn't Max Crosby that did this. It wasn't Devontae Adams that did this. This man is a rookie. This man hasn't even played in the league yet. So you've never played in an NFL game and you were talking about the current best player in the National Football League. Know your place. What did The Rock used to say? Know your role and shut your mouth. That's what The Rock used to say back in the day. This jabroni, he didn't realize this. And now he's about to get a one-way ticket to the SmackDown Hotel. It felt good to throw a little WWE
reference. I saw that.
That felt good. That came off the top of the head, too. That felt good. I'm happy I got to get those bars off today.
By the way, this nonsensical game by the Raiders didn't just hit Patrick Mahomes. Listen to George Karlaftis earlier today on Cody and Gold.
I saw it on Twitter. You know, I don't, you know, we'll see what happens when we play them. So
in October, I guess. Is that the circle one?
October 27th and November 29th. I got the dates.
He got both dates of the Raiders game.
He did not know that a couple days ago.
When he was at Purdue, you know what he had circled? Michigan and Ohio State. He didn't worry about Illinois. But for some reason, the Raiders, the equivalent of Indiana football over the last two decades, decided to poke the bear. And now the Chiefs, D-end, not the quarterback, a person who had nothing to do with the video, has circled and is very aware of the dates. October 27th, November 29th. I got the dates. What are you doing, Raiders?
Some of you have Chiefs season tickets. This wasn't even a game that you had circled. You got, you know, the Ravens are circled. The Bengals are circled. You know, there's games that you got circled on the list. This was not one of the games that you had circled. And why did you do this? Why? It's the most Raiders thing that's happened this offseason. That's what it is. It's the most Raiders thing that could have happened.
Three. By the way, carrying to our third and final hit, it actually has to do with the team on the field. The Kansas City Chiefs put the pads on today up in St. Joe, which means it's the official start of camp because now we're actually tackling and playing football. I don't know if you saw the reports, though. I saw reports. I don't know if your social media was the same as my social media today, but any level of concern over day one at camp, Wanye Morris and Kingsley Suamataia being absolute turnstiles at left tackle today.
All right. You see, you always put a little more sauce on it than I do. I didn't say it that way. And then the text line will get mad at me like I said what you said. No, I didn't say that.
They gave the old Roger Dorn defense. Ole!
All I said was it didn't sound like they had a great day. See how I say it? And you called them turnstiles. You put it in all caps. I didn't say that. I heard and saw, based on what I was looking at, it looked like those boys had a rough day. That's what it looked like. Generally, the news coverage that comes out from training camp is positive. I know you guys think that the media loves to sell just doom and gloom, but trust me, it is better to sell good news than bad news, especially about the best football team in the world. So if it's a 50-50, I'm usually going to side with the good news. I didn't really see a whole lot of good news about those two individuals. I didn't see a whole lot of good news today about Kingsley Suamataia. I didn't see a whole lot of good news about Wanye Morris. Now, that does not mean that they can't get better tomorrow. The sun will come out tomorrow. But I'm telling you that today, those boys got a workout. They got a workout. That Mike Dana, it was not good. That's what I heard. I wasn't there. I'm just telling you what I heard. So we'll see what happens. We will absolutely see what happens as training camp goes forward. I do think that two stories have emerged. We haven't really heard or seen too much of the kickoff rules. I actually want to get more information about the kickoff. We haven't really seen a whole lot yet. But, I mean, there are two stories that have emerged out of camp. And Luis Riis-Zamen, I saw some snaps earlier today. It looked rough. It looked like what you would think it would look like. A guy who hasn't been playing football that clearly has some raw physical abilities, but it's going to take some time for him is what it looked like. But two stories have emerged, left tackle and corner. That I'm not saying these are worries for me. It's not where I am, so I'm not saying my radars are up for this. It is just something that I am keeping an eye on. Something I'm keeping an eye on, something I am monitoring. Who's their number two corner and their left tackle situation, and if there is a great option out of the two. There are not many question marks that you can possibly have about the Kansas City Chiefs. They're pretty solid from start to bottom. I mean, they are going to start somebody at left tackle that either has very little experience or someone that has no experience. So we'll see if it works. Coming up on the other side, earlier today, we had Cole Reagans join us on the show today. We'll play what the All-Star had to say. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Earlier today on the show, we had Cole Reagans on the show. You guys know that he is an all-star, and our conversation with him started with, hey, Cole, was it a full circle moment for you to start your career as a Texas Ranger? You then get traded to the Kansas City Royals, and then you find yourself back in Texas pitching in the All-Star game.
Yeah, 100% full circle. I mean, obviously that's where it all started. A lot of firsts on that mound, on that field. So kind of fitting that first All-Star game just happens to be there.
I'm guessing that nothing prepares you to get traded. You know, you start your career at Texas and you want to stay there. When you get traded to Kansas City, how long does it take you to adjust? You know, in my job, it's not like tomorrow I'm just going to end up in another city. I'm guessing, you know, you get traded in the middle of the season. I'm guessing it takes you a little bit of time to adjust.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I mean, these guys, you know, they welcome me with open arms. You know, made it a really easy transition for myself. And then all the wives and girlfriends and stuff made it really easy for my wife as well. So it was, you know, it didn't take long. You know, we're around each other enough to where you get to know each other pretty quick. And, you know, before you know it, we're, you know, it's just like it's a family.
How exciting was it to see where this team was, you know, when you got here? And when you got here, this team started to turn the corner. And then this year, you know, as of right now, you guys would be in the postseason if the season ended right now. You have been at the center of a major turnaround in baseball.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's exciting. I don't think any of us, you know, doubted it. I mean, coming into this year, we had high expectations for ourselves. And, you know, we're just trying to take it day by day, pitch by pitch, and you know, worry about what we can worry about, control what we can control, and go from there.
right now we're talking to Cole Ragans, Major League Baseball All-Star. Cole, I don't think that regular fans know. What does an off day look like for you? So on a day you are not scheduled to pitch, maybe you don't even have to throw that day. What does an off day look like for you?
Yeah, so I mean, all right, today. We'll go through my routine of today. So I throw on Sunday. So today, we obviously had like a full off day yesterday, but the day before on Wednesday, threw a bullpen, all that. So today I like show up to the field. I'll get my lift in. It's first day of the series. So we'll go over, you know, we have a pitcher's meeting, you know, kind of go over the game plan for the Cubs, and then, you know, get, like I said, get a lift in, play some light catch. And then, you know, there's like little, you know, training room stuff that I do. But other than that, really, I mean, it's like little things. It's nothing, you know, too crazy. Just, you know, get my lift in, go over the team that we're facing, and then, you know, get some training room stuff taken care of, and then, you know, hang out for a little bit and get ready for the game.
Growing up in Florida, who was your favorite team as a kid?
You know, I didn't really have like a favorite team. I just had more like guys I enjoyed watching. So like, I never really looked at teams. It'd be more so, you know, I see Cole Hamels is throwing, watch him, or, you know, David Price, you know, stuff like that, like left-handed starters that, you know, I more so was like a certain pitcher I love to watch, not a certain team.
You have one of the best seats in the house to watch one of the best players in baseball and Bobby Witt Jr. You mentioned, you know, having the opportunity to go to the All-Star with him and feeling comfortable. What is it like to see the tear that he is on right now, that he might be the hottest hitter on the planet?
I mean, it's I don't even know if words really explain it. It's just kind of like, I mean, he's just, it's like we're looking at each other in the dugout like, oh my gosh. Like, this is unbelievable. Like, it's just, it's special. I mean, he's obviously an incredible player, but he's an even better teammate and human being, you know, and it's just awesome to see him, you know, go out and do what he does every single day.
In the same vein of Bobby Witt Jr., who was your, I can't believe I'm going up against this guy? You know, there's so many great players around Major League Baseball. You know, at one point you were a college player watching these guys and hoping that you would be in the spot that you're in right now. Who was your welcome to Major League Baseball, I can't believe I'm going up against this guy?
Probably my first year in the big leagues. It was my first start against the Angels, and they had Trout and Ohtani back-to-back. And it was just like, you know, growing up, you know, those two guys are really big names, and then you're facing them in back-to-back, you know, back-to-back hitters. So I'd say that kind of, you know, put it into perspective where I was. And, you know, obviously I've got to face both of them quite a few times, and it's always fun facing guys like that. You know, just you see what you've done before, and, you know, they get you, you get them, and just kind of, you know, it's fun facing guys like that.
Right now, we're talking to Cole Ragans, Major League Baseball All-Star, joining us on the show today. All right, Cole, I don't have any more baseball questions. Let's have a little bit of fun. Let's learn more about you. You went to Florida State. What made you choose Florida State?
So I committed to Florida State. Just, I mean, I grew up 20 minutes from the campus. But I had, you know, I had quite a few friends going there. Like some of my best friends back home were going there. So, you know, it's just kind of just easy. But I ended up getting drafted out of high school and never ended up making it, which happened with quite a few of my buddies that were committed there as well. But still an FSU fan, you know, football season, all that. I have one of my really good friends is the pitching coach over there. So, you know, always, you know, watching them and watching him do his thing.
My producer, who you talk to on the phone, he always makes fun of me because one of my favorite college players, Peter Warrick, who went to Florida State, he was just the most electric, the most fun player to watch. I know growing up, especially so close to the campus, you have to have a favorite Florida State football player.
I mean, Jameis Winston in 2013 was pretty incredible. Just, I mean, undefeated, you know, win it all. Just that, I mean, that whole team in general was kind of when I was going through like the whole recruiting process. So it was just every football game was absolutely electric.
I actually feel like Jameis had a chance to play pro baseball. Like, he was just one of those guys that was just an athlete.
Yeah. I mean, he was like, I think at one point he was the closer for the baseball team.
right now we're talking Nicole Reagans on the show today. We have been playing the new college football video game like crazy. You're a college football fan. Have you been playing the game?
I have not. I don't have a PlayStation or an Xbox, so I'm not able to play it.
You got to find somebody. Somebody on your team has it. You got to play with Florida State, and you got to beat one of your teammates.
I know. I've contemplated just getting a PlayStation or an Xbox just to play that game, but I don't know if it'll happen.
Which school do you dislike more? Is it Miami or Florida?
Well, you see, the problem with that is one of my good buddies, Brady Singer, obviously is a Florida Gator. So it's hard to, you know, growing up, I'd say the Gators, but now I'd have to say Miami.
You grew up in Florida. You know, you were going to go to college in Florida. I want to know, when was the first time that you saw it snow? Because I grew up in Kansas City, so snow was just part of my childhood. I'm guessing snow was not a part of yours.
Yeah, I'd say the first time I saw real snow, I don't know, maybe sixth grade, middle school, fifth, sixth, seventh grade, somewhere in there.
What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, did some skiing, but I think the biggest thing, like, I have two little brothers, so we all just went outside and started throwing, you know, snowballs at each other, messing around, that kind of stuff.
What is your favorite food city? You know, you guys get to go around the country. Ooh. You get to go to San Francisco. You get to go to Chicago. You get to go to New York. Like, you guys get to go to some places with some great restaurants. What's your favorite just to eat? Not to play, just to eat.
So, New York, I've only been to the Mets one time, so I haven't really got to, you know, explore too much. But obviously, New York has some really good food. But right now, I'd have to say Boston.
One thing we debate on this show all the time is Dippin' Dots. I love Dippin' Dots. My producer hates it. The text line is very split on Dippin' Dots. This is a classic ballpark treat, a staple. Where are you at on Dippin' Dots?
I think Dippin' Dots are great.
Are you a peanuts or sunflower seeds guy?
Sunflower seeds.
The thing I love about sunflower seeds is just different than peanuts is there's just so many different flavors. You can get ranch, yeah. You can get regular, you can get barbecue. Like, there's so many. If I was you and I just had an endless amount of sunflower seeds, I don't know if I would ever stop eating them.
Yeah, no, we crush sunflower seeds.
No TV, no video games. You got to do something for fun.
No, so, all right, so I do play video games. I play them more in the off season than in season, but I play on a computer, so I'm not able to get the football game because it's on a laptop. But other than that, I mean, in the off season, I love the outdoors. So I do a lot of hunting, you know, I hang out with my friends a good bit, you know, just might, I play some cornhole, stuff like that.
When you go hunting, is there like a certain animal that you hunt? I know everything I know about hunting is for playing big buck hunter. So I know, talk to me like I am five. Like, I know nothing about hunting. Are you using a gun? Are you using a bow? Are you shooting buck, deer? This hunting trip.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm either hunting white-tailed deer with a rifle, or I'm duck hunting with a shotgun.
Do you, like, eat the meat from this? Do you donate the meat? What happens after you? So you find Bambi. You shoot and kill Bambi. What then happens?
Oh, man. I wouldn't say I'm killing Bambi now, but when we do kill one, it's, you know, we take it to a processor, get it, you know, made into, you know, sausage, hamburger meat, you know, jerky, all kinds of stuff.
You've had a deer hamburger before? I didn't even know this was a thing. This is like a real thing? Like, you cook it like a hamburger?
Literally just like, it looks just like hamburger meat you'd buy in the store, essentially.
Last thing here. You are an all-star. You are an incredible pitcher. You're going to make a lot of money playing baseball. But there is one thing that you can't do. Like, I cannot blow a bubble. What is one regular person thing that you cannot do?
You got to give me a second on this one. This is tough.
I'm happy to know I stumped you. I mean, I feel like this was a 1-2 count, and I threw an incredible breaking ball.
Man, I'm trying to think. Well, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is, like, if you put me at the plate and told me I had to hit a baseball, if there's a gun to my head, I'm done. I cannot. I've been a PO since, like, eighth grade.
Well, you know what, Cole? I'm happy that you play baseball in 2024 because 8 years ago, you'd have been cooked out there. You would have been done.
Yeah.
That is Cole Reagans joining us on the show today. He is a Major League Baseball All-Star. He is one of the best young pitchers in baseball, and we're happy to have him join the show today. Cole, man, great talking to you. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
That is Cole Reagans joining us on the show. Always great when you get a chance to catch up with a Major League Baseball All-Star. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. You're listening to The Drive. Now CDOT's got one extra point.
I was just watching this video. I didn't have enough time to send it to our dear brother, Rob Brenton. So you know how the Chiefs social media team, they, you know, make videos. So today when the players were walking down the hill, they asked them, what's the best food at the cookout? You know, different answers. Travis Kelce said barbecue chicken. You know, they were given different answers. Chris Jones said a corn souffle and a green bean casserole. That's what the gentleman said. He said he doesn't eat pork, which perfectly fine. Chris Jones is from Mississippi. I'm supposed to believe that he's been to a lot of cookouts where they had a green bean casserole down there. I'm supposed to believe that he's been to a lot of cookouts where they've had a corn souffle. Now, I know, you know, you get a little money here. You start acting a little different. You start eating a little different cuisine. Green bean casserole, my boy.
It's possible it's not two Americas. Maybe you've been wrong all along. Maybe Chris Jones is leading, teaching us that it's just a you thing and not a two Americas thing.
I'm going to tell you this. If we are at the cookout and you bring a green bean casserole to the function, I'm not going to be the only one that says something. I'm not. My mom will say something. My sister will say something. My aunts and uncles, all of them will look at you. Like, Rob, just imagine in this scenario, you know, you just got married and you now going to meet the family. If I brought a young lady that brought a green bean casserole to the function, I'm telling you, she would have a rough time. The amount of jokes that she would receive from my family, I would tell you, you know what, man? Just stick to the basics. Bring some macaroni. Bring some corn on the cob. What's your answer for the best thing at the cookout? I'm actually with Travis Kelce. I actually think barbecue chicken.
I mean, the answer.
I love other things. Don't get me wrong, but if you telling me that you went to the store and you got them wings and you about to season them up and you about to sauce them up and you about to throw them on that grill, that's the first thing I'm going for.
The answer is ribs, right? I mean, a well done rib at the function is creme de la creme.
Someone said, CDOT, what the hell is wrong with the green bean casserole? It's good. I can't speak down on green bean casserole. I've never had it before. I've never been somewhere where it was offered. I've never once, not one time, at Thanksgiving, Christmas, I've not been to a place where green bean casserole was an available side dish. So it could be great. I will never know. I don't know. I've never had it before. My man said, he said a corn souffle. Souffle? Someone said, you're too much of a city boy. I've taken green bean casseroles to cookouts. Okay, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you. Don't bring a green bean casserole to the cookouts that I would attend. It just will not go over well. I know my people. I know the people and my family. I'm telling you, it will not go over well. You'll regret that decision and just wish that you had brought some Bush's baked beans. Everybody would have been happy. You're going to feel some kind of way when no one eats your food. I'm out of here. I appreciate you guys. George Brett's going to be on the show Monday. I can finally tell you guys that. I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.